Her tongue slid inside of Vanya, and she nearly screamed in ecstasy. The woman was the most skilled lover Vanya had ever had, and shortly after was another mouth just as talented. Vanya was rolled onto her back as the woman continued to please her. One of them scaled on top of her with the help of the others, and began to grind her body into Vanya's stretched skin. A second did the same, and Vanya could feel their moisture as they brought themselves to orgasm on top of her. She moaned in pleasure, unsure if she could take any more. Then she found herself rolled onto her stomach again. The crowd of women parted, and one walked forwards. Around her hips was a secured large glass phallus, and she stroked it seductively, swaying her hips as she walked towards Vanya. Vanya opened her mouth to protest, but couldn't bring herself to. The woman walked around her, out of her line of sight, and Vanya braced herself. She felt the thing slide into her, and she cried out in pleasure, eliciting giggles from the crowded women. The woman behind her began to thrust in and out, and Vanya moaned in pleasure as she quickly rose to orgasm. Suddenly, she opened her eyes to find a woman with another of the things standing in front of her. And as she opened her mouth to gasp, the woman slid it in, looking down into Vanya's eyes as she did. Vanya moaned and began to slurp at the silly thing, even as the woman behind her brought her to orgasm after orgasm. As Vanya began to feel that she simply could not take any more pleasure, she began to hear the others whisper.
Uh-oh. I don't think she could take it anymore. I think she's going to explode. Oh my! It's going to be so erotic!
Vanya moaned as she realized they were right. Her growth had seemed to stop as they rolled her away from Celine. But now she could feel it again. Or rather, she could feel the pressure. She didn't have any room to grow. Her skin stretched and tensed, even as the two women continued to pleasure her with their devices. She heard a creak and felt herself reaching her limits. She was reminded of a time as a small child she'd eaten an entire jar of cookies, and then the pain was intense and all-consuming. It spread over her whole body, but was gone in an instant. In its place was the most intense pleasure she had ever felt in her life. As if every orgasm she'd ever had only been practice for the starburst of pleasure. She could not have told you what she felt, or where she was, or whether or not she was screaming, she only felt pleasure. And as it finally receded, she slipped into warm dark. Vanya awoke slowly and comfortably, warm sunlight streaming in from the window. She ran a hand through her hair and looked around in confusion. She was alone, in a bed in one of the rooms of the tavern near Celine's tower. She briefly wondered if it all had been a dream. But Iago was gone, and she was naked beneath the sheets, a way she never slept normally. She looked around to find her sword belt hanging from the bedpost the way she always left it. Her armor and clothes and belongings were piled on a chair and dresser near the bed. On the nightstand was a large bag of coins, and as she pulled the top open, she could see they were gold. It looked like the right amount for Iago's bounty. Next to the bag was a note, and Vanya unfolded it and read it in the morning sun. The handwriting was curving and delicate, and it read,
"My dearest Vanya, thank you for returning Iago to me. I really cannot express how happy his return has made me. You shall find your compensation next to you. I assure you it is all there. Your room is paid for through the morrow, if you wish to take some extra time setting forth once more. I do hope that we could work together again in the days to come. Iago told me of your exploits to apprehend him, and I find your work most satisfactory. And I had the utmost fun fulfilling your wishes and reward. Good luck in your travels, dear. You shall always have a friend in me. Warmest regards, Celine Mondragon. P.S. Never fear. I shan't be telling anyone that Vanya the Roaming Blade is actually Vanya the Rolling Balloon."
Vanya blushed brightly and lifted the letter to cover the big, silly grin that washed over her face. She laid back in bed with a sigh. Another job well done, with enough of a payday to live comfortably for a while. Plus a friendly relationship with a powerful sorceress was never anything to take lightly. Right then, however, all she could think of was how she'd been able to live something she had thought would only be in her dreams. She set the letter aside, remembering the feeling of her armor growing tighter, the knowing smirks on the faces of those beautiful, beautiful women as they watched her swell, the feel of their hands on her bloated body. She let her hand slide down, moaning in pleasure as the warm sunlight drifted lazily over the bed.